Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A beautiful reminder today for us all to give us hope and to give us strength. In the last few weeks, we've seen people who would normally and ordinarily ignore one another, ignore their neighbors, perhaps even ignore those people that they work with, coming together and taking care of each other, looking after one another, and even shopping for one another. And this is a beautiful reminder for us all to rediscover the humanity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within our hearts, the equality and the dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in every single one of us. If you go back a few months, you will see that everybody is living in a world where everybody is looking out solely for themselves. As they mentioned, it's a dog-eat-dog world, a very vicious, tenacious world where everybody just wants to get to the top and doesn't matter who comes in the way. So this huge social issue is surrounding us, has surrounded us in the past, but now we are being given the ability to overcome these inequalities and to remind ourselves of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly created us with equality, with dignity and respect for one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious and beautiful Quran reminds us, Ya ayyuha nas, inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa unsa, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَثْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Which translates as, O humanity, O people, O mankind. So this address is to all of humanity, not just for the Muslims and specifically for the Muslims, but rather a message that we should share far and wide. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you from a male and a female. Our origins are the same. We all have a mother and we all have a father, and made you into nations and tribes so that you may get to know one another. Indeed, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the most conscious, most aware, most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His commands. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing and He is the all-aware. So in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning, from the outset, addresses entire human race, all of humanity, with the open remarks, O people, O mankind, and therefore this guideline, this instruction for us, especially as Muslims, is to share this message through to all of humanity in the best of manners. Indeed, we have created you from a male and female and made you into tribes and nations so that you may get to know one another. And this particular line within this verse has three important aspects for us to consider. Firstly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And we are not here simply by chance or by an accident. There is a creator, and therefore we need to reflect upon the creator, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Rabb, our God. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He states that we have made you into tribes and nations, this is a deliberate design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The social system of different tribes, different brotheries, different nations, different races, different regions, languages, all part of the beautiful color and design and diversity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of mankind into different tribes and nations, so that we can get to know one another. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He established this system of different tribes, different nations, for a specific reason. And one of the reasons is to that we can identify with one another, we can communicate with each other, we can deal with one another, and develop a better appreciation of each other through our differences, our languages, our cultures, and our approaches to life. So even though we may come from different tribes and nations and countries, that shouldn't become a barrier between our communication, between our integration, between looking after one another. It shouldn't become a barrier or resistance between our humanity and love and affection, most importantly, our dignity and respect and honor for one another. We should be able to overcome all of those things and look at the core which unites us all in terms of our DNA, the core which unites us all in terms of our structure, our physical composition, the way that we are, and look at all of these things and appreciate how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. So in this day and age, especially during the coronavirus, people are reflecting upon their humanity, and they are helping one another in a much more holistic manner, much more honorable and respectful manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in this particular verse to mention that inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, that indeed the most noble amongst you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the most God-fearing, most God-conscientious, most aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying that don't take pride in your race, don't take pride in your language, don't take pride in your nation or in your culture and consider yourself to be superior just based on these arbitrary elements. But no, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the most righteous, the one who is the most caring, compassionate and considerate towards each other, irrespective of the color of their skin or where they hail from or the developments that they may have made as a nation, as a community or whoever they may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that He identifies us, the way that He sees us, is based on our righteousness, based on our akhlaq, based on the goodness, the inner goodness, the humanity, the dignity, the respect and the honor that we have within our hearts, and how we share those beautiful and noble virtues with one another, with our friends and with our family. So in this day and age, it's very, very important to overcome all forms of xenophobia, all forms of hatred, all forms of bigotry, all forms of discrimination, or which prevent us from really getting to know other human beings in the correct manner. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the verse mentions He's the all-knowing and He's the all-aware. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to put a front on, doesn't want a facade, doesn't want a persona on our faces that outwardly we smile at people or we wave our hands from afar. But no, He wants this to be an inner quality. He knows our feelings, He knows our thought processes, He knows everything that is going on within our heart and also within our mind, and He wants us from the bottom of our heart, sincerely from our heart and our mind, for us to share that love, that dignity and respect of humanity towards other people, and overlook all other forms of arbitrary superiority that we may feel that we have due to the finances, due to the culture, due to the country where we live in. Love each other and respect each other and honor each other the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam throughout his lifetime would always remind the Sahaba ikram that all of you are the descendants of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and Adam alayhi salam was created out of clay, and he deliberately mentions clay here so that people don't become arrogant and think, oh yes, you know, I'm superior in this particular way. Our origins are exactly the same, and therefore the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam mentions those who seek pride in their ancestry should desist. So don't think that you have any right to honor or dignity due to your pride or your nation. But no, the reason why you receive honor and izzah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you treat each other with honor and respect. And this is why also in the farewell pilgrimage, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stood up and he addressed all of the Sahaba ikram at that time and he said, oh people, be aware that your Lord is one, Allah is one, and no Arab has any superiority over a non-Arab, and no non-Arab has any superiority over an Arab, no white over a black person, and no black person over a white person, except on the basis of piety. And the most honorable among you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is most pious and the one who is most righteous. And we can see now that people are again reflecting that beauty, that honor, that dignity, and showing that care and respect towards one another, towards the NHS, towards the doctors, towards our services, and all of those people who are trying to safeguard humanity, trying to protect humanity, trying to protect life and our children and our communities. And this world will inshallah al-aziz continue to be a better place if we continue to practice the equality and the dignity and continue to carry out righteous deeds and leave the decision to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah to see who will be the most honorable on the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to reflect upon the beauty of the Quran and reflect upon the beautiful verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us to be honorable and to be dignified and treat each other with respect and equality, and always encourage each other to only to do those things which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to do those things which are righteous, and not look towards our wealth or our degrees or our culture or the society that we live in, but rather look towards our base, which is the humanity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.